looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Aged care has been the big story this week with the release of the findings of the Royal Commission yesterday. 148 recommendations, an extra $452 million to fix the system that's failed so many of our elderly and their loved ones, concerned families. Yeah, well, the federal government has to get this right as an absolute priority. The stories are horrendous. So we're hoping the government gets its house in order on this front, and certainly yesterday's announcement is a step in the right direction. And the messaging to the community has to have cut through. It's got to be genuine. We've got to have the detail. There's just no room to move on this. We've got to get it right. And the federal government has to get it right. Now, something that's, I must say, that's been lacking as far as detail and just having cut through has been coming from Aged Care Services Minister Richard Colbeck, who again this morning bumbled his way through a chat with Ben on Breakfast. Now, he didn't know how many vaccines have been handed out in New South Wales in aged care facilities. I mean, come on. Surely when you're going on the top-rating breakfast program in our city, facts like that should be a given. And this isn't the first time he hasn't been across his brief. Last year, in a parliamentary inquiry into the aged care crisis, Richard Colbeck was asked how many residents had died in Australia due to COVID-19. And his answer was, well, make up your own mind.
I'll just have to look up my latest report, Chair. That might take me a moment.
Could an official help if Minister's not able to? Ms. Laffin?
Amy Laffin, Acting First Assistant Secretary of the Aged Care Reform and Compliance Division. As at 8 a.m. on the 20th of August, 258 care recipients had passed away. Of those, 254 were residential care recipients.
Now, we trimmed that down because the pregnant pauses from Richard Colbeck was so uncomfortable. Gee, it was awkward. Two very poor examples, that just then, but also with Ben this morning, of this minister lacking detail that he should know in his brief. And if I'm someone in aged care listening to that this morning with Ben, or a family listening to it, it showed little compassion as well. This is off the back of a major announcement yesterday with the Prime Minister, with Greg Hunt, the Aged Care Minister, and the Aged Care Services Minister, Richard Colbeck, at Kirribilli House. This issue is so hot. The Prime Minister needs to get the new Minister for Aged Care, Greg Hunt, front and centre in the public response to the Royal Commission report. Richard Colbeck was demoted to Aged Care Services Minister in December. And Richard, well, off the back of what we've seen, again this morning, he's got to stop doing the interviews. He's not up to it. And he's got to start spending more time on helping elderly Australians have a better life.